The scripture reading for this evening will be coming from Acts chapter 21, verse 13. Acts chapter 21, verse 13. Then Paul answered, "What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus."
What are you willing to do for Jesus? What are you willing to do? You know, I was sitting there a few minutes ago waiting to come up here. I started asking myself a question again, and I went down several roads in my mind. What am I really willing to do for Jesus? Dylan just read for us a very powerful message. Paul answered, "What mean ye to weep and break my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only." But he said, "I'm willing to die. I am willing to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." Started going through my mind when I was thinking about the lesson again. Several areas we can think about as far as what are we willing to do. We can look at the talents. We all know the story of the talents. How are we using our talents? God gives each one of us talents. Not a person in here does not have some sort of talent. Now, we don't all have the same talent, and that's why Paul compares the body of Christ as our physical body. We have an ear, we have an eye, we have a nose, we have hands, we have feet, we have all the different items or different parts of our body, and they work together perfectly. I think it was yesterday morning, went to the water plant at Atwood, and we got a sidewalk there, and I didn't pick my feet up high enough. I hung that toe. You know, when I stumbled, the first thing I done, I put my hands out. Somehow in my mind, I didn't have to say to him, "Put your hands out." That foot communicated to my brain, I guess, and brought it out to my hand to stick them out. And it just works great because, you know, if you don't put your hands out, it's really bad. Things don't end like you'd want them to. It's really nice when a body complements each other and everything works together like it should. So we at Tresvant, we can take our talents in the relationship of the body, and because we know we all got different talents and we are strong, strong, strong in a lot of different areas. When we focus in on what we're good at and what we're best at, and we perfect that to the very best of our ability, we can come together with unity, we can come together with love, and in the spirit that we should have, and great things happen. But we can't do that if we're sitting talking about someone else saying, "Why are they not doing what I'm doing?" You know, we need to look at what we can do and be thankful that we're able to do it. If we got a big job in front of us, just be thankful for the blessing that you have, for the capability and the time and the effort and the love that you have to get the job done. Without looking around, wondering why everyone else is not doing the same thing that I potentially may or may not be doing. You know, even the disciples had that problem, did they not? They were worried about where they were going to be in heaven. They wanted to know who was the best or who was going to sit on the right or who was going to sit on the left hand of Jesus. Jesus even talked about when we go in to a wedding to take the least desired seat there. Humble yourself and put yourself in the very back or in the least desired seat. And when the host comes, what will he do? If you deserve to move up, he is going to take you and he's going to invite you to leave where you're at and come to the best seat in the house. And I had a lot rather that happen than go ahead and sit down in the best seat and somebody come up and say, "Wait a minute, Tim. Your seat is way back over in the corner." That's a little embarrassing, isn't it? And that's a lesson that Jesus was talking to us and telling us in that parable, in that story that he was talking about. He was saying, humble yourselves. Make sure that you don't go in boastful and say, I belong here and I'm going to be the center of attention and I want everyone to recognize that I have come in the building. This morning in our text we used James. James chapter 4 and verse 10, it says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. We as humble servants, when we use our talents and we use them to the very best of our ability, we're sacrificing for Jesus. Paul said he's not only willing to be bound, but I'm willing to die. Are we willing tonight to take and think about it? Think about what I can do for the Lord. Think about what I can do for this congregation here and take it and put it into practice. And let us be a people that encourage others, but not a people who talks down to others. Let us be a people that lift each other up. Another angle, I guess, you could take from the text that Dylan read for us is obviously, what are you willing to do for Jesus, but are you ready to do it? Are you ready to do it? Other day I was talking to an older man and he said, well, Tim, I done something today that I didn't think I'd ever have to do. He's probably got me by 30 years. He said, I went ahead and bought my rock at the cemetery. He said, it seemed a little strange. And I listened to him for a while, and I patted him on the back. I said, oh, it'll be fine. He said, oh, son, you just don't know. I said, oh, I do know. My name's already on one. I already got my name, my birth date, and everything sitting out here waiting on me. He said, really? I told him that when Jay passed away, he wanted to be buried between me and Wendy. And Wendy and I went ahead and got the rock for all three of us. And we're sitting there and we're just waiting. No other decision nobody has to make. We know where we're going. He said, well, I guess you're right. It's kind of relief, isn't it? I said, well, I don't know. I never really thought about that. But are you ready? Paul said, I am ready to die at Jerusalem for Jesus. What made Paul so ready? Why was it that he was ready? And as we close tonight, we think about using our talents and thinking about being ready to surrender all to Jesus. Number one, Paul was ready because he was in Christ. He had devoted his life. Once he had learned what he needed to do, he changed his life. This morning we talked about repentance, and Paul at that point, he changed his life. He made that U-turn that we talked about this morning, and he obeyed the gospel. And from that point on, he was dedicated to Christ. You know, I look back on my life and look back on when I obeyed the gospel. I don't believe I've been that dedicated all my life. He surrendered all. He traveled, he preached, he taught in prison, shipwreck, all the things that went on in Paul's life, and then finally to get to the point that he says, I am ready. But he was in Christ, and are you tonight? Have you done the things that needs to be done in your life to surrender to Jesus? Through your faith, as we talked about this morning, your repentance, confessing that Jesus is Lord. Have you ever been baptized tonight for the remission of your sins? That's when we get in Christ. Second reason Paul was ready, because he had been faithful. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6 and following, it says, I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also who love his appearing. Paul's Christian life is described here. He said, I fought a good fight. I finished exactly what was set out in front of me to do. And he knew what was waiting on him. And then the third thing I think that we can think about as we think about Paul and him keeping the faith. Unfaithful Christians, people that are not dedicated and living a Christian life, they're not ready to die because they're in danger of eternal punishment. So live that way in our life. Live that way in our life that we're always ready. Ready to answer that question. What are you willing to do for Jesus? It makes life a lot easier. Several years ago, I guess when I was a teenager, I don't know if that's when it started or not, but either way, got real popular to say, just say no. Just say no. No to what? No to drugs. And we preached that and we taught that and we had bumper stickers, we had t-shirts, we had everything going everywhere. And what we were trying to do is instill in young people's minds, when you are tempted and when that temptation comes your way, go ahead and make up your mind that I am going to say what? No. I am not going to participate in that. And the reverse is true for us as Christians. We've already made up our mind that we're going to live faithful each day of our life. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10 tells us that we need to be faithful unto death. And then we'll receive a crown of life. Tonight, if you're not a Christian, or you've been unfaithful, you need to rededicate your life.